What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of Caught Offsides with Joe
and Alex.
And today we'll be going over a few things. First and foremost, we'll be going over everything in match day 27. Is it 27 or is it 28? 20, I believe it's 27. Then we are going to be going, we're going to be talking about the tight
pause
title race in the Premier League. We're going to be talking about that. We have a new segment going to come up that I'm going to be doing every week. It's going to be called the MLS Minute. And then we are going to talk about the new Champions League format starting next season. So we're going to just go ahead and go right into it for the results for match day 27. I did calculate the scores in our table. So I will let you know. You probably see it, but I will let you know, the listeners / viewers, how we stand on that. But enough talking. Let's get right into it. All right. Match day 27 starts with Newcastle versus Wolves. Newcastle beat Wolves 3-0.
You were close.
Yeah, I was close. You had Wolves winning 2-1. I had Newcastle taking the dub 3-2.
Dude, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with me, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like, here's the thing. I feel like I went the opposite direction of you, knowing that you probably would get the thing right. Yeah. And it went the other way. Next match, Spurs versus Crystal Palace. Spurs beat them 3-1. Again, you had a 1-1 draw. I had the correct scoreline, actually. So
that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's the first time it's happened all season. So right. The pat's on the back for me.
Yeah.
And then we're going to keep it pushing. All right. Next, I'm just going to say this now. Nottingham Forest versus Liverpool. Liverpool won 1-0. Again, we'll talk about that later. We both had Liverpool winning, so we both get points on that one. Next match, Brentford versus Chelsea, ended in a 2-2 draw. We both had Chelsea winning. You had 4-1. I had 2-0. So at least I got the Chelsea side right. But we both get a point for that because they drew. Next, Everton versus West Ham. West Ham's been killing it the last couple weeks, man. They win 3-1.
Why? Because Calvin Phillips isn't playing, bro. I've been saying it. Calvin Phillips is because, he destroyed West Ham, and now that he's not playing, he's making them win by just sitting in the bench. Maybe that's how Man City won the treble last season.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe he's doing something behind the scenes.
We both had that as a 1-1 draw. So technically, we both didn't get points on that at all.
Mm.
Next match, Fulham versus Brighton. Fulham 3-0. Surprising. You had 2-1 Brighton. I had 2-1 Fulham. So you dropped points there. I got the dub there. Three points on my side. Then we have Luton versus Aston Villa. It's 3-2 Villa. We both had Villa winning, so we got points on that. Next match, and you're going to be shocked for this one. It's Burnley 0, Bournemouth 2. We both had Bournemouth winning. And I actually, for the second time this week, I got the correct score.
You know what?
That's crazy.
That's all good. That's all good. That's good. But
you had them winning 5-0.
Burnley are right. So
Burnley they're so ass, bro. Shit. They're so ass, bro. Shit.
Like, you know what? You know who else needs to be added to this Burnley patheticness? What? Sheffield United.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get to them in a second. Next match. This was a big one for you. And then we can say that Manchester is blue once again, as it was Man City versus Man United. City handled business 3-1 at the Etihad. We both had City winning there. I thought it was going to be a closer game, but City, you know, especially in the second half, had no problems whatsoever.
No,
we get to Sheffield versus Arsenal. And what was the final score? Because you said it was 5-0 at halftime. 6-0.
It was 6-0 at 6-0.
6-0. Regardless, you were close. I had 5-0. You had 7-0. So we were right in the middle.
It would have been 7, but I think they took a bunch of players out the game, like, by the time it was already 5-0.
I mean, rightfully so, because, you know, why are you going to fucking play your best players?
Like, I don't understand. So I don't understand, right? Like, these coaches, like, I don't understand how it's possible for you to make it as a professional coach if your tactics are literally to just sit back and try to counter. Like, anyone can do that. I don't understand why, for example, Burnley can't hire me. You know what I mean? Like, they're not doing anything that I wouldn't be able to do.
Hey. You put respect on Vincent Kompany's name. That man brought you a Premier League title, bro. Listen,
even if Burnley came to me, I would say no. Sorry, I don't coach pathetic clubs.
Anyways, I did not give an update last time out. So for match day 26, I actually took a picture of the table.
Oh crap!
Pull it up. So after match day 26, the tables ended. I was on 34 points. You were on 33 points. However, this past week that just came up, unfortunately, my friend, you faltered a little bit.
Yeah,
I'm sitting at 58 points, 10 points cleared from you.
Jesus.
With 48 points, which luckily for you, there's still tons of games left to be played this season. That's like, it's easy. I could have one bad week and you're back in it. All right.
Listen, don't worry about it.
I'm not saying that I got it, but I'm just letting you know I'm pulling away a little bit.
I know.
Pulling away.
I know, bro. I know. Don't worry, dude. I'll be back. I'll be back. I always like to give my opponents a head start.
Oh, okay. So now let's go into match day 28, huh? First one, Man United versus Everton. They're both coming off of terrible losses. What do you think?
I think Everton are going to, or not Everton, Man United are going to win this 1-0 easily.
1-0. I think it's a 1-1 draw. I kind of want to say Man U is going to win again, but here's the thing. The way they played against Chelsea, like, the first half was something. I feel like outside of the whole, the Rashford strike, they were pretty boring. I don't know, maybe I was watching a different game than you and everyone else, but I feel like they were pretty boring. And then, you know, City just had their way with them for the second half. I think it's a draw. Everton also is kind of shit. I might make a mistake by saying it's a 1-1 draw because United should be winning this one, but I'm just going to leave it at that.
Yeah.
Next is Palace versus Luton Town. What is your prediction on that?
I say Luton Town will win this. That's difficult, but yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Luton because with Crystal Palace, you never know, man. Like, sometimes they turn up, sometimes they don't. But then again, I only watch them whenever they play Manchester City, and they always turn up against Manchester City. So maybe that's why. But I'm gonna go with Luton Town 2-1.
Luton 2-1. I'm gonna go Palace 2-1. I think Luton is like at the bottom of the table. I think Palace does have some good pieces. I think it's just going to be too much for Luton Town. It's Luton, Burnley, and Sheffield. They're going to be going down. It's just what's going to happen.
Luton are in 37. No, hold on. What points? Let me see how many points they have. They are at 20 points, so they're 4 points behind Nottingham, which if they... Oh, wait. Hold on. Yeah. But they still have a match. So Luton have played one less game than Nottingham. So if they get there, they'll be 1 point behind Nottingham. So they have Sheffield United is actually in last place.
Yeah. Yeah. So Sheffield and Burnley for 100% is going down. Listen, Forest, if Forest goes down, then it is what it is. But they're playing really well. Unfortunately, they got really unlucky against Liverpool, but I feel I have more faith in Forest pulling it out than Luton. As of right now, I say Palace is going to win 2-1. Which will take us to our next game, which again should be an easy prediction for the both of us. It's Bournemouth versus Sheffield.
I'm going to say Bournemouth, obviously. 3-0. Sheffield United don't deserve to be in the... you know what? I'm ashamed to say that I own a Sheffield United shirt from last season.
Do you really?
Yeah. Why? Because... So, there's this player who I have a lot of hope for. His name's James McAtee. He plays for City, actually, but City loaned him last season, and he played really well last season.
And that's the only reason why you...
Yeah, so I got his jersey. I got the jersey because I figured this kid's going to do big things. But no, I want to start a new hashtag. Hashtag save McAtee. Get him out of that useless team, man.
I mean, I guess I know what you're talking about because that's what I was saying about McKinney when he got loaned to Leeds. So, anyways. Yeah. Next match, Wolves versus Fulham. Fulham's been on a run.
Don't let them trick you, bro. They're a weird team because up until the day they beat United, I think they hadn't won a game in a while. So they've been up and down.
But two weeks in a row, bro.
I'm gonna go with Wolves, bro. Pedro Neto, he's too fast. He's gonna cause them trouble. I'm gonna go Wolves 2-0.
2-0 Wolves. I'm gonna say it's a draw. I feel like Fulham's gonna be do enough to get the draw. I'm gonna say it's gonna say 2-2. First big match of the week. Well, it's not a big match, but it involves the top three. Arsenal versus Brentford.
Arsenal versus Brentford. I must say Arsenal 4-0. The way they're going, they're just destroying teams right now, which I'm not gonna lie. I'm a bit. Have you ever seen that meme of the guy who's like, I don't get nervous, but I'm starting to get a bit shaky? Have you ever seen that? Heard that clip?
I'm sure. If you show me it, I'll remember it. But as you describe it, I just don't. It's not coming to me. So
basically, that's how I feel. Like I don't get nervous, but I am starting to get a bit shaky, bro. I think
and rightfully so, but we'll get into that later.
It's like a 7-second clip. I want you to listen to it.
I think Arsenal is going to handle Brentford. I think it's going to be 3-0. They're just head and shoulders above almost everybody else right now.
The thing about Brentford, right, is that I don't know. Maybe they do this against Arsenal, but against City, every single one of their players was behind the ball, like just at the back, parked the bus. When they played Liverpool, legs wide open, like a prostitute, man. Like, straight up, we're just letting Liverpool go right through the middle.
Bro, I'm going to make a compilation. I'm gonna make a compilation of, like, how many times you said that, because I swear to God you said that in every single fucking podcast.
Bro, because it's so true, far. Bro. Brentford open up against everyone except City. Oh, look at their goalkeeper. How come his goalkeeper, his best games this season have been two games? Those were the City matches. If you look at everything else, he's gotten horrible.
Because he's got to be. He's got to be.
Bro.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Next, so I don't know if I said it, but I also have Arsenal winning 3-0. Next match, Aston Villa versus Spurs. This one is going to be a tight game for me. Let's see. Villa won, and then Spurs won.
I'm going to go for
one last week, so.
I'm going to go for 3. No. How much did Spurs win by? They won 3-1 right this past weekend.
3-1, and then Palace lost.
I'm going to say this ends in a 2-2.
2-2?
Yeah.
I think Spurs are going to pull it out. It's going to be 2-1.
2-1.
I don't know. Is it like Richarlison? I don't know.
He's injured, bro.
He is?
He's out for weeks.
What about Son? Is he playing?
He should be playing, yeah.
All right, so then fucking, name me a person on Villa that's going to be a difference maker in this game. I just don't see anyone making the difference. Son can literally make the difference himself, by himself. So
yeah.
As long as he's on the pitch, I always give them the edge, and that's what I'm going to do here. Next match, West Ham Burnley, and I'm gonna come out and say it right now. It's gonna be 4-0 fucking West Ham.
Well, you know what? Here's what I think, right? I think if Calvin Phillips,
you're gonna do this again, huh?
If Calvin Phillips plays, I have a feeling Burnley will have a chance. Yes, I'm gonna do this again.
You're gonna fucking do this again.
Yep, if Calvin Phillips plays, Burnley are going to have a chance, 100%.
Right, so how much are Burnley going to win by? Or how much is West Ham going to win by?
No, dude. West Ham is still going to beat Burnley, but they won't destroy them. I'm going to say it's going to be a 2-1 win for West Ham. 2-1. Now, if Calvin Phillips didn't play, West Ham would probably win 6-0.
Next, Brighton versus Nottingham Forest.
Brighton 1-0.
See, that's interesting. I do like the way Nottingham Forest played against Liverpool. They did get the loss, but I do like the way they played against Liverpool. However, I don't think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be a draw. It could very well be 0-0, but I think it's going to be 1-1. I feel like the Prem is too good to have a 0-0 draw. Really, when was the last time the Prem had a 0-0 draw? It's been a while. So I mean, next, Chelsea versus Newcastle.
Oh, so that's going to be
it's going to be another crazy game, yeah.
I'm going to say Chelsea. This one's tough. It's tough because I feel like they both have similar playing styles. I'm going to say Chelsea 3-2.
So Newcastle has been up and down this entire season. You can't really rely on them to get a result, really. Right. Chelsea for the most part has been the same way. The only difference is you can see it. Like, you take the FA Cup final out of the picture, just strictly the Prem, you can see that the players are buying into Pochettino.
I mean, the last game was good, but
they're only gonna get better especially next year. I do expect a big improvement in Chelsea.
The thing Chelsea have to do is get rid of a few players. They have way too many players. That's what they have to do. They have to get rid of a few players. And then once they do that, they'll definitely be better.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got the final score, Chelsea 3-1. I think they're not going to be, it's not going to be a dominant win, but they're going to get that second goal to kill the game, basically. Mm. And that's how I see that one. And then finally, the big match of the weekend, the match everyone's been waiting for weeks. It's a big one for you, man. Liverpool, Man City. Listen, I'll say my prediction first, and then I'll give you the floor, bro.
Listen, all right. So
here's the thing. Liverpool have been getting so lucky with everything. Okay. Man City have literally had to crawl like scratch and claw for every single win. And I mean, so has Liverpool.
Wait.
Let me just put my prediction first. And here's what's going to decide this. Liverpool are falling apart. They're falling apart from the inside out. They're losing players left and right. You know, their depth isn't as good as they should be because of it. And I think that's going to let them down. I think it's going to be a hectic game for you as a City fan watching this shit, because it's still going to be close. But at the end of the day, I'm going to give you the edge. I am going to say 1-0. 1-0 to you guys, Man City.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you. Can we get a thank you? So what I was going to say is, for me, I think, so like you said, like, all right, let me give my prediction first, then I'll talk about City. I'll say City, and I'm only saying this because I have to support City. Like, I cannot go into a game not supporting them. I have to support them, especially after winning the treble, after proving everyone wrong last season, because everyone thought Arsenal were going to win the league, and then City just out of nowhere just clicked. And mind you, last season we weren't really destroying teams, we were just getting the result. The difference is that we were secure at the back. Like, teams just wouldn't attack us because we would kill the attack right away, and we were more clinical too. So it's not like we were destroying teams, we were just more clinical, and defensively we were better. So I'm gonna say Man City are gonna win 2-0. I don't think Liverpool get a goal this game.
Oh,
I don't think
2-0, huh?
Game. Yeah, 2-0.
Now, the way I see it, bro, and then like I know you're gonna, this is gonna give you anxiety just hearing me say this. You are gonna be up 1-0 very, very, very late. And what you call it? They are going to be breathing down your back the last 3 to 4 minutes trying to get that equalizer. So, and this is what I see, because this is what happens every Liverpool game. This is what happens every City game for the most part, you know,
but listen, these are the types of moments that it's all about. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like maybe the players, maybe they enjoy it more, you know, like, so I think the players are going to be fired up, because obviously it's Liverpool, what it means if we win. I feel like the players, it wouldn't be the same if we were playing, for example, Burnley, like, right? Because they know, one, Burnley is Burnley, they're pathetic, and two, there's no history between them. And with with Liverpool, Arsenal, even United, even though they're not in the title race, there's history with United. Arsenal last season, they're looking for revenge, and City are looking to show them again, hey, we're your daddy, you know what I mean? So that, I feel like the players are gonna be more fired up. Like, we're gonna talk about the games, right? Like the big games that happened, right?
Yeah, that's the next, that's after this.
Yeah. So I have to back City, dude. I have to back City.
Okay. So those are the final scores. Those are our final predictions. I meant to say, And then we'll go back next week and see how we did, update the table. All right. Just to remind everyone watching and playing along at home, I am ahead of Alex by 10 points. I'm sitting at 58. Alex has 48. Again, there's tons of time in the season for him to catch up. But the competition is heating up both between us and in the Premier League. So there's that. Let's move on, though. Let's move on to the next topic, and that is the tight Premier League race for the title. We'll start off with Liverpool. I know you say it all the fucking time. How the fuck did they get so lucky? I watched that game with them and Forest from beginning to end, and that game, I swear to God, like, Liverpool did not deserve to win. They didn't. But I guess that's what makes them a championship caliber team, a title winning team, is because they, even when it doesn't look likely for them to get a result, they always find the way to get the result, whether or not they have help along the way. Now, me personally, I think in that match, the ref gave them an extra minute. An extra minute too long. I feel like Forrest cleared the ball like a minute beforehand, and they could have stopped the game there. But no, they gave the ref gave Liverpool a chance to fucking get the winner. And
but Joey, how
you
many
can't
times?
you can't fault them. You can't fault them for getting the winner. But at the same time, what you're gonna bring up, is that, you know, it happens all the time.
Exactly. You know exactly what I'm going to bring up. And you know exactly what I'm going to bring up. So here's the thing, right? When we played Chelsea a few weeks ago, and I don't know if you... I'm pretty sure you saw the second half, right? Of Chelsea versus City.
Yeah.
Chelsea, every time they could, they were wasting time. Every time they could, they were wasting time. Players kept going to the ground. Yeah. Goalkeeper taking a while to hit the ball. Score is 1-1. The referee gives up 4 minutes of added time. 4 minutes. Dude, Liverpool, whenever they need more time, they're given at least 6 minutes.
Okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. It's literally... That's not the case here, because they literally kicked the Forest keeper in the face. And that's what caused all that time. There was a pretty good amount of downtime in that game.
So that's the other thing. That not only did they, so like you said, they gave them an extra minute, right? But the other thing too, it comes out today that the referee is no longer going to be officiating this upcoming weekend because of the error he committed in that game. How many errors are these idiots committing in the Premier League in these tight games? And are giving Liverpool the advantage. How many times has another team gone over to Anfield and not gotten a penalty because it's Liverpool? I've seen a lot of people online concerned that, you know, we're good enough to beat Liverpool. The problem is they have the extra man on the field with them. That's what people are concerned about, because you said it yourself a couple weeks ago. I forgot which team it was, but you said they should have gotten a penalty. They didn't. It's not the first time. It's not going to be the last time that a team does not get a penalty.
Who were they playing? They were playing someone.
Was it Spurs?
Was it Spurs? No, it's not Spurs.
No, I don't know who it was.
I can't remember who they were playing. Wolves. It was Wolves. I think it was Wolves.
Was it Wolves?
Yeah. It was Chelsea. It was Chelsea, because Chelsea definitely deserved two penalties. Yeah, you're
right.
Bro.
It was Chelsea. That's right. It was Chelsea. So that's everyone's concern is we can beat Liverpool. We 100% can beat Liverpool. The only worry for everyone, every City fan at least, is that the referee is definitely gonna keep. You know, they're clearly going to try to give Liverpool the advantage. And I don't know if that's a conspiracy or if that's actually something that's happening, because like I said, it's been proven. I think someone online did how many minutes Liverpool are given compared to other teams of added time, and Liverpool, they're up there.
I think you and every other City fan are conspiracy theorists. because I mean, I get what you're saying, but that had nothing to do with it. Like, this drop ball had no real, you know, difference in the outcome of that game. Like, if you said that the referee gave him extra time when he should have just blown the whistle after the 8 minutes, yeah, I'll give you that. But that the whole thing with that drop ball shit, like, that, it really didn't make a difference in the game. It was just more of like they executed in the dire moment, and so, it makes it look really bad considering everything else that has happened this season in favor of Liverpool.
Now, so a former referee, he said this. He said,
"Where is it? Let me tell you this. Let me tell you
right
this.
Right here. In that crucial moment, Forest had the ball in the corner. They could have absorbed a bit of time and got the result with a score 0-0. And then, basically, he said, when Liverpool were given possession, they went on the attack and eventually scored from it. Dude, the ball again was supposed to be given to Nottingham Forest. It doesn't matter, bro.
But like, my thing is, I can counter that though. I can counter that though for you. Because Forest literally, they got right before they scored the goal, they actually had possession and they could have cleared it out of the box, but they didn't.
Yes,
it was a half-ass clearance, and that's what led to the goal, because he flipped it up over.
The problem is the Premier League is admitting that their referee messed up.
But that means nothing, though. How many
apologies? But that's the thing, Joey. These referees have to start getting punished, man. That's not enough punishment. You're off for a week.
But that's the real real thing, though. That's the real thing, though.
How are they going to learn? How are they going to learn if they're just, oh, no, it's all right. You're going to be off this weekend. But don't worry. We're going to pay you anyways.
Dude, okay, so, but here's the thing.
You know, thank you for
what
that.
What does that have to do with Liverpool, though? That's a thing. That's a thing throughout the entire league and every game. Like the refs suck. Yeah,
Liverpool are getting everyone complains about.
No, bro.
Liverpool are
wrong. See, that's why I say you guys are like conspiracy theorists.
But it's Arsenal fans, United fans, all of us are saying the same thing, man.
Bro, I feel like if it's up to me, bro, you shouldn't even be worried about Liverpool, bro. Because if you beat Liverpool, which I think you are going to beat Liverpool because you have a deeper squad.
But how are we going to beat Liverpool? let's say there's a controversial call, right? Let's say there's a penalty. Are they going to give it to us?
All right, but you're Man City. You're supposed to be better. Just the same thing with them scoring the goal. They can't really say that affected the outcome of the game.
We scored.
But wait. This is why they can't say that affected the outcome of the game. You want to know why? Joey, because at the end of the day, Forest still should have fucking put everyone at the back and defended, but they didn't. No. They allowed fucking Nunez to get in the back and free header for the goal the last fucking second.
The problem is, first of all, Liverpool should even have had gone on attack. That's the problem. Liverpool would have never gone on attack if the referee did his fucking job. And let me tell you something. Liverpool, when they came to City and they played City scored a second goal. It was 1-1. Oh, City scored a second goal. It was Akanji. Or I think it was 1-0 still. City.
Bro, you're setting Akanji narratives. Scored. No, this is a part of football.
You're not listening, bro.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time, though. Getting favored, man. How many times is this team getting favored,
bro?
They're getting favored, Joey.
So when you play Liverpool and you get favored for a call, I'm gonna fucking call out in the next podcast. And then
if we get a penalty in the 90th minute, you know what? In the 99th minute, because apparently Liverpool are given all the time in the world until they score. 99th minute, we get a penalty, then yeah, you can talk whatever crap you want. But for now,
I'm not talking crap. Liverpool's getting unfair advantages.
You have to agree. Even you said it. Chelsea should have had two penalties that day.
Yeah, that day. And the thing, I agree with you, the referees suck. But I think it's just pure coincidence that it's always against Liverpool. I think it's just pure coincidence. Yeah. Well, I also think there's a little bit of a luck of luck.
Flop announces he's luck, leaving, so. And then out of nowhere, everyone—I don't know, man. And then on top of that, the Carabao Cup final, they gave an offside to who was it? Sterling. I think it was Sterling. You look at the lines; it looked onside, man. Like, at this point, they're just literally looking for anything to say, oh, no, that goal doesn't count. Like I said, same thing when Liverpool played City at the Etihad.
Oh, man. I think you're grasping straws.
I'm not, though. That's the thing. Listen, I'm not the only one that's concerned, man. Like, people are concerned about this. And it's not just City fans. It's literally everyone in the league is saying Liverpool are getting favored.
I don't know, man. Maybe we're just not watching the same shit. Because, like, literally, like I feel like they're getting lucky. And, yeah, maybe a few things go their way, but it's the same shit every team gets. Like, you can't say that City doesn't get certain calls that goes their way. Can't say that. No, same thing with Arsenal. No one complains about it in Arsenal because they destroy teams every time.
We get calls, you know, on our end, too. But the thing is, it seems like after every Liverpool game, there's a controversy.
Let me ask you this question.
What they got last time, a while ago, there was a foul leading up to the second goal. Referee said no foul. Goal stands.
Let me ask you this. If Liverpool wasn't in a title race, would you give a fuck?
Of course.
No, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Of course.
That's a bunch of bullshit. No, you wouldn't care. Okay, if City had a 10 point lead, and this was happening to Liverpool, you would not give a shit. You want to know why? Because your team's fucking in the lead. You would not give a shit. No, same thing with Arsenal. If Arsenal had a 10 point lead, fucking they wouldn't give a shit. Any team, if it was just you and Arsenal in the title race and not Liverpool, if they dropped out, you wouldn't give a fuck because that doesn't mean anything to you. The fact that you're bringing this up so much. It's just because you guys are facing them in the title race. That's all it is. Now I'm not disputing you saying that there's something not there because like there is certain coincidence that you can look at it either way, but you're literally grasping. Joey. You're literally saying, oh, fucking you're going to be like, oh, Joey, they won Joey, because there's an extra blade Joey, of grass Joey, on the field, bro.
Joey, I actually, that example you gave, let me tell you something. When United got the favor against Wolves, Wolves deserved a penalty. Mind you, United aren't even in the title race. But when that happened, everyone was screaming at the referees, what are you doing? Wolves deserve a penalty, man. Everyone was screaming about it. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it was a big thing, and they're not in the title race. So, like I said, it doesn't matter.
But how long? After that game, it didn't fall, like the next week happened and nothing, no one brought it up ever again.
It hasn't been, but this hasn't been a week, man. This was literally 2-3 days ago.
No, exactly. But you're bringing up shit from like weeks and weeks and weeks ago.
That's because,
and the only reason why that's a thing. And the only reason why that's a thing is because the three of you in a title race. That's all I'm saying. Let's move on.
I don't want to talk about Liverpool anymore, man.
I agree with you. I don't either. Let's move on to Arsenal because I'll leave City for last. Arsenal, they look like I said, they're destroying everyone they face. They look really strong outside of the Champions League. I feel like Arsenal is the real team you should be worried about, not Liverpool, because they're hurt. They're not going to recover. I feel like they might. When you face Liverpool, when you beat Liverpool, that's going to be the end of their season. They're not going to win the title. Okay. Arsenal is the team you should be worried about, not Liverpool. And Arsenal, they are hungry. They want to get revenge, like you said earlier. And the way you guys are playing now, you're just barely getting results. And they're destroying everyone. I would be a little nervous to play them, to be honest. A little nervous.
I am nervous, but I'll talk about why when I talk about City. There's not much to say about Arsenal. Like, they're really good. Like, there's literally not much to say. And I've always wondered, right? So Arteta, the way he has Arsenal playing remind me a lot about how City played in 2017 all the way till 2019. And the reason why, if you look back and see how City played, it's almost identical. It's like one-touch football, really fast pace.
Was that what, before Pep? I wonder, that was what?
No, that was Ancelotti? No, Ancelotti. What were you talking about? No, that's when Pep was there. Pep, the thing is, Arteta was Pep's assistant back at City. So I wondered, did Arteta have a lot to do with it? Because Pep always says, Arteta taught me a lot of new things. So I've wondered, either Pep, because obviously Pep did it at Barcelona, right? The way Arsenal are playing is clearly inspired by Pep. But I wonder if either Pep inspired Arteta or Arteta inspired Pep to play that way when they were at City. Because after Arteta left, City had the 1920 season where we basically didn't win anything other than the Carabao Cup, and we were horrible in the league. And then that's when the season after that, that's when Pep started playing the more slower type of football, like, hey, like, start controlling matches, basically. And then, I don't know, like, it's just, I feel like Arteta either made City play that way, or Pep made City play that way, and Arteta got inspired and now is making Arsenal play that way. But, you know, I can't complain.
I think it works both ways.
Yeah.
I think it works both ways, because like I could definitely see what you mean, like that you know, Pep learned from Arteta that you know, that style and whatnot, but also like how he was his assistant, you know, and obviously he took a abundance of knowledge on how to be successful in, you know, the Premier League in general as a manager, and applied that to Arsenal, and clearly showing.
And the thing too is, like, Arsenal, like I said, they're very strong. Defense is good. Their headers are, their corners are good. I can't seem to find a weakness in them. But then again, Porto beat them. So that's my other thing, right? I wonder, because Pep, he couldn't win the Champions League for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it had to do with the way City were playing, where it was just attack, attack, attack. And then, you know, it would leave us open for counters. And that's why I was going to say, I can't complain about the way Pep had us playing, like starting 2-3 years ago, because, you know, we've won the league 3 times in a row and we won the Champions League by playing that type of football. So I can't really complain about it.
That makes sense, because if they both have struggled, and we obviously City fallen short so many times, I think last year they just had the best team in the planet. This year, I think it goes to Inter, as much as it pains for me to fucking say. I found out a stat that made me sick to my stomach. Inter actually has the most clean sheets in all the major European leagues.
Wow.
And that's including Champions League.
That's crazy.
But getting back to Arsenal and City, that might be the common denominator in that, because, like, if maybe it's just a thing, the rest of Europe, it's a different style, different tactic. It doesn't really compute, you know, I think, like I said, City won last year because they literally had the best team. Like, it had nothing to do with tactics. I don't think they had the best team. Well,
no, I think it did have. So, like I said, control is basically what Pep was going for, right? Like, give the opponent zero opportunities. That was the whole point of.
If you look at the Champions League final, though, from top down, fucking City, yo, every single person from top to bottom was way better than everyone on Inter. It wasn't even close.
But you could tell in the final the players were nervous. Like, the way that they played in the final was definitely not the same way they played against Madrid, you know? So it's like, whenever you get to a final, like, you're not going to play the same way. Just like a boxer, like, you could be the best boxer, you could be the best, like, in training and stuff, but once you get in there and the crowd is there and everything's happening, the lights are literally just shining on you, like, it's different. Like, you're definitely, your game plan basically goes out the window if something goes wrong, or if, you know, De Bruyne got injured, you know, so the plan just literally went out the window right away.
Yeah.
So, you know,
it's also, they've never been there before, you know, they've never been there. Well, I mean, they went to a final.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but that was different players too. Remember, we had Sterling, we had Jesus, we had Aguero. Like, it was a very different team.
Yeah.
So that brings us into City.
City and why they're getting results. They're getting results, but they're not dominating teams like we're accustomed over the past like 4-5 years. You know,
No,
I don't think there's anything to be concerned of. Because at the end of the day, I still have more faith in City pulling out the win than any other team. I think what you said, like, your defense, especially right now, they suffocate people. They absolutely suffocate people. So, like, yeah, you guys make a mistake. And that's your real issues. You guys make stupid mistakes. And that's mostly because of the players they've had to play, or the players Pep chooses to play and the roles he plays them in. But I think that City, you know, even though they're not being dominant, they're still getting those results, and they still will get those results no matter who they play. As long as they stick to what they know.
Yeah. So
I don't know. You're the expert. So you should know more than I.
Bro, I'm no expert.
You're the City expert.
So the way I look at City, the way I look at them this season is like Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2, where, you know, his web goes out, like, in and out, like, he's losing his powers. That's the way I look at City, where, like, for example, the Crystal Palace game that ended 2-2, City started amazingly, which I compare that to Spider-Man swinging and fighting everyone, like, no problem. But then second half, it's like their webbings just stopped. Like, it's like their powers just stopped, and City fell, because then, you know, they crumbled. Like, we were winning 2-0, and the game ended 2-2 with giving a penalty in the last minute. So that's the way I look at them now, is like Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2. But the only good side is, the good thing is that Spider-Man does get his powers back eventually, and he can beat Doc Ock. But that's the way I look at them, man. Like, I can't compare it to the 1920 season, because in the 1920 season, we were ass. Like, we were complete ass. By now, I think we were like 10 points behind Liverpool. So we're not complete ass, but we're not great. You know what I mean? Like, we're basically, like Pep says, we're there. Like, we're just there. Like, we're somehow we're just there. You know, it's not. But a lot of the fans seem to think that whenever we play a big game, that's when we turn up. So hopefully against Liverpool, we'll turn up. Hopefully against Arsenal in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we turn up. That's the real hope. Like I said, this month is going to decide if we win the league.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We play everyone this month.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because after Arsenal, we got Aston Villa, and then I think we have Crystal Palace, I think, or Brighton, one of those.
Like I said, you guys are going to keep getting results. It's just those big games that you circle, like Arsenal next weekend against Liverpool. Those are the two, obviously, the two big ones. Everything else, I feel like you guys are going to find a way.
And no matter what. It all depends on Pep, too, because if, like, I don't know, man. Like next week, if I see Doku is starting, it's not just going to be me. It's going to be a lot of City fans that are going to be pissed. I had a friend, actually, who was at the stadium for the United game. And I'm not even kidding you. He texted me. He said every time Doku gets the ball, the crowd just like went like they're, you know, they like they're getting kind of, we're losing patience on him. Even though he's a young player, the thing is, it's kind of unfair, I think, for him to be thrown in there with having little experience. You know what I mean? Like, he's supposed to be, like, the way we looked at him at the beginning was the guy that was going to replace Grealish and the guy who was going to, you know, score a lot of goals, get a lot of assists. But it's not working out. Maybe next season it will. But
I feel like you should have loaned him. And the only reason why you had that, this is why, because your injury issue and your depth issue, like that was the only thing. They should have loaned him out to like Wolves or something to have him get meaningless but meaningful minutes in the Premier League. Yeah. And that would give him more confidence under his legs to do, like, to make mistakes and do shit. Whereas, like, now he's just doing nothing but making mistakes and right. Everyone's giving him shit for it.
And it's not only about giving mistakes. The other thing I noticed while I'm watching the games is that when it comes to tracking back, he sucks at doing that. So before Grealish got injured in the game before, you could see Grealish like running all the way back, like defending. And then there was a part in the first half where Doku's standing there, just standing there, watching the other player have the ball, right? And out of nowhere, you just see De Bruyne and Ake go and basically win the ball back. Meanwhile, Doku's just staying, like, that's your job, man. Like, that's your side. You're supposed to go and press. But Doku was just standing there. I don't know what his problem is, man. I don't know if it's laziness. I don't know if he gets tired quickly, because a lot of people say, oh, Doku's fast. He's actually not fast. Like, he's a fast, like he'll move quick. But when it comes to like running long distance, like not like Leroy Sané, like Leroy Sané could run a long distance without like, you know, slowing down. But same with Sterling. But this guy, he gets. I don't know. It looks like he gets tired almost. Like, he starts running full speed, then he just like stops. Like, he slows down.
I think it's more like, I think it's more like deer in headlights type thing. Like, he gets lost.
I think that's
what it is. He definitely looks lost sometimes when he's out on the pitch.
Yeah, he does. He does.
But, he has his moments where he looks like he's really, really like about to go in. And then it falls flat, and that's when you text me fucking all ape shit about fucking Doku and shit. And then your boy Julian, I don't have to say anything about your boy Julian. Well,
Julian's a great substitute. I'll say that. He's a great substitute. So that leaves it for City. There's not much else to say. Like I said, there really isn't much else to say. Like, they're not ass. Like, they're not bad. They're just, I can't tell you what is wrong, because I don't know what is wrong. Like, I don't think anyone can point out what is wrong. It's just individuals making like little errors, dude. And those errors are, for some reason, like, for example, again, I'll bring Liverpool up. Liverpool seem to not get punished whenever they do an error, right? Like, the players misses, whatever, right? But City, they get punished, like, every time, dude. Like, look at the United, right? United weren't doing crap. One long ball, and that's all it took. And then Rashford scores out of nowhere. Like, it's just luck, and City haven't had it this season. And yet we're still there.
I think that's a good place to end it, that segment. We're going to quickly go into the next one, which is a new segment that I like to call the MLS Minute. I have a minute on my phone right here. I'm going to go ahead and start it when I'm ready. And I'm going to give you, Alex, and everyone at home, you know, that don't necessarily watch the MLS or follow MLS, a little bit of a taste of what's going on right now. We're in week two of the MLS season, and this is the MLS Minute. Pending, you know, graphics and music, yada yada. All right, so I'm gonna start it now. All right, so Real Salt Lake and LAFC battle in a blizzard. Salt Lake ends up winning 3-0. The coach for LAFC, Steve Cherundolo, calls the game an absolute joke. I saw a clip of this, and it was coming down hard. Next, MLS referee lockout. We got to talk about that. The referee lockout. It's something no one's really talked about it until the season was coming up. But right now, both sides cannot agree with each other. MLS is blaming the refs. The refs are blaming MLS. It's a no fucking blame brainer there. Third point I have to bring up is the MLS All-Star Game, and I like this. The All-Star Game is going back to the MLS versus the Liga MX format. MLS leads 2-0. And then the big news, FC Cincinnati acquires DeAndre Yedlin from Inter Miami for allocation money. And that is the MLS Minute.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, man, a minute went by so fast. I got into the referee lockout and it said I had 40 seconds. And then I went to the All-Star game and it said 15. I'm like, oh shit.
That's wild, man.
But yeah, man.
That snow game was wild.
Dude. I saw that they showed a picture of Lloris. In the beginning of the second half. And then they showed another picture of him at the end of the game. And it was like an abominable snowman, dude.
Yeah, he was someone. I saw a meme saying like this was not what he expected when he signed for LAFC.
yeah. No, but I'm really excited for the All-Star game because I honestly think like the MLS versus the Liga MX format was pretty good. It was exciting. It was fun.
Yeah.
Both leagues enjoyed it. It was a good revenue builder for both leagues. So I'm glad they bring it back. I didn't mention that game is going to be in Columbus, Ohio. In July, I believe, or something like that. But yeah, that was the MLS Minute.
Right. And finally, on our next topic, our final topic, we want to talk about really quickly about the new Champions League format. So the way they explained it was, let me find it here. I don't want to get confused.
So the way they and that's the thing. Even with the explanation, it's still fucking confusing.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. Like, I'm sure they'll explain more like as time goes on. But so man, this is weird. So apparently now for the Champions League, there's going to be 36 teams instead of 32 teams. You're going to play three. So now you used to play three opponents, which that meant six matches. Now you're going to play eight opponents with eight matches. So it's going to be four home matches and four away matches. So it's not going to be like now, you know, how now it's you're going to play three teams, right? Home and away. Now you're going to play eight different teams, and four of them are going to be home, four are going to be away. So it's kind of weird how they're doing it. And then after that, the first 1 through 8 qualified to the round of 16 automatically. 9 through 24 will qualify or to the knockout playoffs that they've created, which they're hopefully explain more about how that's going to work. And 25 to 36 are going to be eliminated. So now no team is going to be able to make it to the Europa League. Like once you're out, you're out. Like you're not going to the Europa League how it was before. So that potentially means a lot of games for teams that finish outside the top 8. That means a lot of games, actually. Because it's already an extra 2 games just in the group stage. But if you don't finish in that top 1 through 8, potentially maybe 2 or 3 more games on top of that. And it's going to be a one whole table, basically. So it's going to be a league, basically. But instead of playing everyone, you're only going to play 8 teams out of that 36 thing. So what do you think, man?
It's still a little confusing. I feel like the only issue, the only issues really are going to be for the Premier League teams because they play so many matches already. And like, that's not quite that fair, but like add another game. So I understand like someone like you would be upset about that. Whereas like other teams, they would just be happy to be in the Champions League, to be competing in the Champions League, to get that type of revenue.
The thing is,
it would be huge for any club.
The reason why there's like a lot of people who are not backing this is because, with the whole Super League thing, that's kind of like the same format of the Super League. The only difference is the Super League was going to give your team money, like a lot of it. And the Champions League, they're not going to give you that much, they're not going to give you money at all. It's like, they don't care. And other people are concerned that players are going to get injured, a lot of injuries, a lot of fatigue. I don't like it. Like, I just think they should have left it the way it was. I think it's going to be difficult because if you add the Champions League format, right? On top of that, next year, we got the Club World Cup here in the United States. And that's going to be a 36 or 32 team format as well. So again, it's going to be a shit ton of games for these teams.
I it doesn't matter. I'm willing to give it a year to see how it goes. And if it works, it works. If not, put it back, dude. Like, I know they're not going to put it back, but
there's a chance. There's a chance.
I'm okay with giving it its shot. I understand your concerns, and I also agree. Like, it's just basically the Super League, but under UEFA, so that way they can make all the money. But we had that discussion at work where it's just like fucking just they should just make their own Super League. Regardless of UEFA and the Champions League, so
all I have to say about that. That's basically, we'll see how it goes. I'm just glad that City won it before this new format, because I've been saying it this whole time. I think this season is going to be the last season, because starting next season it's going to be really difficult to win it. I think this season is the last season to for a team that
it's always difficult to win it, though.
It's always difficult to win it. But what I'm saying is, next season, I feel like teams are going to have to choose which one you have to focus on, the league or the Champions. Like, obviously, like someone like PSG, who cares? The league is easy. Someone like Real Madrid, who cares? The league is easy. But teams are going to be affected, the Premier League teams.
I hear you. If I was a Premier League team, I would choose the Premier League over
Champions League. I would too. Yeah.
Outside of City, of course. City, obviously, they win that every year. So that winning something different that they've never won is something.
Yeah, something new.
But yeah, I think that's it, man. You want to stop it there,
bro? Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been another episode of Caught Offsides. I am Joe.
And I'm Alex.
And we'll catch you next week with the next episode. We'll see you guys later. Peace.